Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Today's conversation will highlight the latest Sustainable Investing Perspectives publication from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Among the topics featured within, global efforts when it comes to plastic reduction, which we'll cover for you on today's episode. Joining us for the conversation, glad to welcome back Amantya Muhyiddini, Sustainable and Impact Investing Strategist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So with that, Amantya, good morning and thank you for dropping by Top of the Morning, spending some time today with our listeners and our clients of UBS. So I know you're joining us to highlight the May Sustainable Investing Perspectives publication. Now, within the piece, you do, of course, cover a number of topics, though I do want to single out how CIO does highlight global efforts when it comes to plastic reduction. So what exactly made you look into this topic?
Of course, thank you, Dan, and good morning to everyone. Look, plastic is one of those topics that we keep thinking about. However, in May in particular, we noted that it was just off the tails of Earth Day 2024, where the theme for this year was planets versus plastics. The nonprofit organization that runs the Earth Day events globally was advocating for a 60% reduction in plastic usage by 2040. And so we're asking, is that goal even achievable? So that was one thing. And then secondly, there's new research that we're seeing come out continuously about the impact of plastic on the planet, as well as on our own health, in particularly with microplastics being found now not only in the feces of small children and babies, but also most recently in the placentas of mothers, according to a new study in New Mexico, which really made us sit up and pay new attention to this topic.
So with that, Amantya, we clearly see that the issue of plastic pollution is affecting life throughout the globe. You highlighted for us there the human toll. So as far as a potential solution, what kind of alternatives exist for plastic? And how would such plastic alternatives play a role in reducing plastic usage?
Yeah, of course. And look, thinking about plastic alternatives is exciting because we're thinking about what does the future look like. And so more specifically here, there's a lot of research around this idea of bioplastics. So these would be plastic alternatives that are derived from natural materials like soy, like seaweed or wood chips, which offer a promising alternative and an attractive one from the virgin plastics that are created from fossil fuels. Now, unfortunately, while there is innovation in this area, these bioplastics only account for something around 1 or 2% of global plastic demand. So we need significant more investment to get to scale and to meet those properties that the traditional plastics that we have been using for decades offer us. And so that is a kind of future outlook opportunity, but not perhaps what will get us to curbing some of the demand and finding alternatives in the very near and medium term.
Now, on the company level, how might companies mitigate plastic consumption for their own benefit?
Right. So you know, given that we're talking about plastic alternatives and there's lots of companies that are innovating there, they're looking to supply the demand to fund the supply. We see companies that rely heavily on plastics also come out with other options. One of the more kind of feasible things that is happening now is this idea of using recycled plastic. So instead of PET plastics, going to rPET. And what that would imply is kind of some broader infrastructural investment in waste collection, in waste management and recycling with this focus on plastic. And I'll say here, we're thinking very closely and watching these things, in particular as part of our research around the circular economy, as well as the blue economy, which both point to plastic as a core opportunity, as well as a huge challenge.
As far as investor considerations, when a company embraces plastic alternatives, as well as consumption and production practices, what might be the implications there to potential investment return?
Well, I mean, look, for investors broadly, we need to think about this from multiple angles. Firstly, as we're thinking about these rPET plastics or rPET plastics, some of the challenge there is that the supply is still not quite there, again, to meet all of the existing world demand on virgin plastics. And by the way, I'll take a step back here and note that although there's a lot of efforts to curb plastic production, a recent OECD report on global plastic demand is predicting that by 2060, global plastic demand will increase by 60%. And a lot of what's driving that increase in global plastic demand is the projected growth of GDP, or in other words, as economies become wealthier, there's more demand to buy the things, the objects and the materials that have plastic as a core component. So back to companies, I think companies are trying to manage essentially the cost of using plastic alternatives with the existing very cheap kind of incumbent option that they have. And that's something that investors need to think about in the near term. From a medium-term perspective and in that sort of 10-plus-year investment horizon, we do, however, believe that all of these investment ideas around plastic alternatives, circularity, waste management, and waste collection should provide compelling returns over this relatively longer run. But it's important to balance those and for investors to know exactly where they're positioning them in their portfolio.
Well, Amantya, thank you for dropping by Top of the Morning to highlight this global challenge, some potential solutions in order to combat it, as well as the relevant investment takeaways and considerations. So do appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure, Dan, and have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.